Our assignment for this morning was to bring one of God's promises that we are looking forward to. And here, the first couple of verses in John 14 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I think that's just really a real encouragement to see that He cares enough about us to prepare a dwelling place for us for eternity. And He wants us to spend eternity there with Him. And that's something I'm looking forward to.
I got 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17 and 18, or chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." I think it's good to keep in mind the blessings that come with doing what's right. I think that's kind of a blessing in itself to be able to serve as sons and daughters. And that's just something I think we can strive to, is to live as sons of God.
I look forward to getting to actually see God face to face and to understand and know Him for how He really is. I really appreciate this verse. "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not been yet revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is."
I got a verse here in Hebrews 5:8-9. "Although He was a son, He learned obedience from the things which He suffered, and having been made perfect, He became to all those who obey Him the source of eternal salvation." I was thinking about how, you know, we can make it so complicated and you know, and all the doctrines and, you know, all the different things about religion can get so complicated, but we need to just remember that he just came to save us from Satan, and for that reason we need to do our best to follow Him.
One of God's promises that I look forward to here in Matthew 10:22. "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who endures to the end who will be saved." So if we just do our best each day and endure to the end, then we'll be saved.
Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." That's an encouraging verse there, because God's promised to us to take us home if we leave behind us a bunch of good on the world. Because like what Brother David has said before, it's not what we take with us, but it's what we leave behind.
"I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." Revelation 21:6. but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And if we do his will.
God
promised to give this to us if we do his will.
John chapter 17, verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.